We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Canterbury Theater once again to talk about what they've got going in their 2024 season. Of course, we have Ray Scott Crawford, who's the artistic director. And then we also have Garnet Breeze. She's the going to be Country Is director. And then we have David White, who's the scene designer and tech director. Welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Hi.
Aloha. Welcome.
It is great to be here. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. I brought some special people with me today. You know, our next show up this summer is Country Is, and the director is Garnet Byers, and she's here. Also, I brought with me a guest from Louisiana today, David White. He is the technical director and designer for the last show, which is A Murder at Howard Johnson's. And David has been here for about, I would say, 18 years at the end of the season each summer, because he comes up from Louisiana to design and tech direct that last show. So I thought he could provide an insight today.
Tell us just a little briefly about yourself, and then also approaching all the shows that you're designing for.
I am primarily designing and tech directing Murder at the Howard Johnson's. I've been, as Dr. Crawford said, I've been affiliated with the Canterbury for 18 years. I was a full company member in 2001, all those years ago. So I enjoy doing all these things for the shows. And in addition to scene designing and tech directing, I usually dip my hat in the lighting as well. So it's a team effort.
What about acting, David? Have you ever been on stage?
I have. My first professional gig was at Canterbury. and the last thing I acted in was here at Bossier Parish Community College. I was Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof.
One of my favorite shows. I love that show. I always wanted to be Tevye, but I don't quite have the build, but I do have the heart of Tevye. So Garnet, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll just going to go ahead and move into the show that you're directing too.
Well, my name is Garnet Byers. I am from Detroit originally, and I am going to school at Ball State for directing right now. And then I will be directing Country Is next up in this season.
Very good. Tell us a little bit about the show.
Country Is, the music of Main Street is in concert, is just that, is a concert. It is a celebration of country music, I think is what I would call it most. We are hoping to build a good community experience watching this show, since country music in general is such a community-based art form. We'd love to build a wonderful show like that. So it'll be a concert more than a play necessarily, with a bunch of classic country songs, things like Dolly Parton's 9 to 5, 16 Tons, Stand By Your Man, Chicken Fried, and Boots Scootin' Boogie.
What is the set like?
The set will be fairly minimal. It is, at the end of the day, a concert, and we want to make sure that the music stays most prominent.
Is there any collecting dialogue or any interaction like that, or is it pretty much just a concert?
It is mostly a concert. There will be audience interaction, but there will be less interaction between the performers.
Well, Ray Scott, we're going to come to you. You have now a murder mystery. Tell us a little bit about that that's coming up for your final show of the season.
Well, it's Murder at the Howard Johnson's, which is particularly poignant for Michigan City, because I believe they used to have a Howard Johnson's hotel, motel. But it's a silly little piece. It's three characters, a husband, a wife, and a lover. And in each situation, two of them are plotting to murder the other. So they go through three different holidays, Christmas, New Year's, and 4th of July, at three different occasions, and the tide has changed. I kind of refer to it as Agatha Christie meets Neil Simon, is a good way of putting it. I laugh every time I rehearse it. The lines are so funny. I think the audiences are going to love it.
I know. Doesn't it feel, it feels so good to laugh.
Oh, yeah. We need laughter. We need it. And, you know, if we get your toes tapping with Country Is, then we can make your bellies bounce with Murder to Howard Johnson.
That's fantastic.
Tagline.
You've had a pretty busy season with your previous shows. How have the attendance been? I know theaters have many times have suffered kind of the recovery after COVID, but tell us how Canterbury has survived that.
Well, we've built a little bit on our audience this summer. We've seen a lot of new faces, which is excellent. That's a great thing. I think we're doing okay. We, of course, can always use more, but we just closed Love is a Mini Splintered Thing, you know, at that point of the season. And we are just opening, starting now. And so we're building an audience, and then we'll hopefully roll that into Country Is, and then Howard Johnson's. I know I dated this weirdly in terms of when it plays, but that's the sequence of shows for the season, and we've continued to build our audience with that.
Very good. So tell us a little bit, too, about Do you have any plans ever to, I know we've talked about this before, is doing a winter Canterbury? Is there anything in the works for that?
Well, I'm not really involved with the winter season. I'm strictly the summer artistic director. But I have heard tell of perhaps a children's production for, you know, by children, for not necessarily for children, but for their parents and grandparents. That's in the works right now. So we're looking forward to having Garnett's production of Country Is and moving into Howard Johnson's. David will be at the helm of the band that will bring the students up from Bossier Parish Community College and truck them into the theater. In 4 days, we'll put together a show and have it ready to go. Show dates. Country Is July 17th through 27th. That's a Wednesday matinees at 2 o'clock and Thursday, Friday, Saturday evenings at 6. And then Howard Johnson's, we don't have a Wednesday show. We just do August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And I believe the 1st and 2nd, that's Thursday and Friday, is a 7 o'clock show. And then we have a matinee that Saturday because there's a boat show. Clear out so the people can watch the boats go by. That will end the season. And, you know, the number, it's 219-874-4269. Tickets are $20. We have senior discounts, military discounts, and student tickets at lesser prices.
Well, we appreciate you coming in on Art of the Air Spotlight, Canterbury Theater. That's Ray Scott Crawford, Artistic Director, David White, the Senior Designer, Tech Director, and Garnett Byers. Thank you so much for sharing your information about your show.
Thank you for another powerhouse season, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
And a Spotlight Extra. The Shirley Hines Land Trust Nature in Arts program has two free events. First, on July 20th with Lopesnik Center for the Arts, Wellness in the Wetlands at St. Francis Nature Preserve. And on August 3rd with South Bend Museum of Art, Leidick Bog. More information at hinestrust.org/nature-in-the-arts. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.